I'd like you to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 for the invitation this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This is a very similar passage in its focus to what Paul had to say in Philippians as he was imprisoned and in fear of his life. He talked about the hope that he had and the desire that he had to be present with absent from the body and present from the Lord. So that's a statement that is made in several places in Scripture. And it is made here in this particular passage. You'll notice in verse 7 he says, "We walk by faith, not by sight, and we are confident, yes, well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." So that's the aim of the Christian life, the aim of his life as an apostle. But I want you to notice the universal truth of verses 9 and 10 and the impact that that has or should have upon the life that we live. He said, "We make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." So that's a significant statement. Our purpose as we live on this earth is to please God, because ultimately God is our judge. And ultimately there will be a judgment. And there will be that day when we will stand in His presence and we will have to give an account of what we have done. Now we understand what the standard is. God has been very kind to let us know. It's an indication of His righteousness. God is not going to condemn us or judge us over something we aren't aware of or don't have knowledge of or can't do. But as He has revealed Himself to us and described exactly what is required of us, now we've got a standard that we'll be judged by. And whether we have done good, that is, we've kept His commandments and His will, or we've done bad, we've violated those things, it is upon that standard that we will be judged. Now this is not taking into account the concept of mercy or grace. It is talking about judgment. And ultimately, the fact that every single individual at one time is going to stand before the Lord and is going to, as a result of that, have meted out to Him either eternal punishment or eternal reward. And the way in which we can determine which direction is going to go is whether we please Him. Part of God's scheme of redemption is sending His Son, extending His grace. But the grace is conditioned upon our acceptance, our faithful obedience to what He requires. That favor, that grace, is ours only if we do what pleases Him. And it has nothing to do with earning it. It simply has to do with doing what pleases Him. And it's the basis upon that we will be judged. And as a result of that, the apostle said in verse 11, "Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." It is our purpose as we live upon this earth as those who have an understanding of God's grace and His will for man, knowing what will happen to those who stand condemned, that we preach to them and we share with them the gospel message in the hopes that they'll turn away from their sins, repent, and be converted, that their sins may be blotted out. And we're here this evening offering an invitation for that very purpose. If there is anyone here who needs to turn away from their sin, whether it be alien sin, repenting of that sin, confessing Christ as Lord and being baptized to have it washed away, or whether it be the sin of a Christian, whereby you can go to God and pray to Him and ask forgiveness, and because you are His child, receive forgiveness for your sins. If we can assist you in any way to answer that call or encourage you in any other way, the invitation is yours, and we ask that you come. All together we stand and sing.